Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. We all know that antidepressants such as Prozac and Paxil are some of the most highly prescribed drugs on the market. We also know, and as we have reported on the show, these drugs have numerous serious side effects. Well, a new study, the largest ever, showed that omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil help about 50% of depressed people as effectively as the most commonly prescribed medications. All participants of the study were diagnosed with moderate to severe unipolar, not bipolar, depression. None of the participants were diagnosed with any type of anxiety disorder. According to the lead author, Dr. Lesperance, many depressed patients prefer to avoid drug treatment because of the stigma associated with such therapy, not to mention the potential treatment-related side effects, and thus it's nice to be able to offer patients an alternative treatment that is similarly effective but without the risks. Couple that with the additional benefits of reduced heart disease, improved memory, better brain activity, and the anti-inflammatory benefits of fish oil, and you have a powerful, healthy way to combat a very common problem. This next story may just put you to sleep. At least we hope so. We talk all the time about how important sleep is for your immune system, your ability to lose weight, and your ability to handle stress. Well, according to a new study by the University of Chicago, a healthy lifestyle should include healthy eating, adequate amounts of physical activity, and sufficient amounts of sleep. The study found when volunteers slept too little, their blood sugar was higher on a glucose tolerance test, and they were less sensitive to the blood sugar-lowering hormone insulin. When the unhealthy aspects of the westernized lifestyle are combined with reduced sleep duration, this might contribute to the increased risk of many overweight and sedentary individuals developing diabetes. In other words, if you don't get enough sleep, you are going to gain weight around the middle, and you will join the epidemic proportions of growing diabetics. And when I come back, we'll take a look at why smart chickens won't eat genetically modified food, and four healthy habits that cut disease risk.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic at 781-942-7121. Now back to the news.
If the next story wasn't so frightening, it might be funny. According to the story, a group of African chickens were refusing to eat food that was purchased from a major feed supplier. To figure out why, the food was tested and was found not only to be genetically modified, but also to contain a well-known weed and insect killer called Roundup. This is of serious concern because so much feed is genetically modified that we could all be consuming chicken and eggs from chickens full of Roundup. A few weeks ago, we reported that Monsanto has now extended their reach into the wheat market, which makes wheat another of the growing list of genetically modified foods. Of course, the real problem is the government does not require foods to be labeled as to whether they are genetically modified or not. As a result, unless you are as smart as this group of chickens, you might literally be destroying your immune system, your liver, kidney, and brain every time you sit down to eat. And lastly, four simple healthy habits that may just change your life. When we first read this story, we thought, how simple are these? So simple that it is almost hard to believe you have to tell someone to do these. Yet, when you take a look around, you realize that 80% of the population is missing the boat. So here they are. 1. Don't smoke. 2. Get off the couch and take a walk. 3. Don't eat junk food. 4. Watch your waistline. How important are these? This study revealed that those people that followed these simple rules had a 93% lower risk of type 2 diabetes, 81% lower risk of heart attack, 50% lower risk of stroke, and a 36% lower risk of cancer. Can you only imagine what would happen if you followed a metabolic typing diet and received regular chiropractic care? And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Human lips have a reddish color because of the great concentration of tiny capillaries just below the skin. The blood in these capillaries is normally highly oxygenated and therefore quite red. This explains why the lips appear pale when a person is anemic or has lost a great deal of blood. It also explains why the lips turn blue in very cold weather. Cold causes the capillaries to constrict, and the blood loses oxygen and changes to a darker color. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.